كل فيها من بايز اما باي مريش هاف مين دين غير تويست تينك عمين حي حي دولي مشر معي بس بس روي على عرارة مشم زوما the reason why we do not pour the water the my machroinim why do we pour my machroinim on the ground zuma is disgusting right you don't pour my machroinim on the ground you don't why because it's disgusting it's not their cheres to pour the machroinim which is filthy on the floor amali mar mishum the shar yeruach ra alai that's not correct the reason why you do not pour my machroinim on the ground is because there's a ruach ra that rests upon my machroinim
because of the dinus.
Because of no, well, why do you
what,
wash
what is,
your
what, yeah, what is are we taking? Are we, so are we taking with, yeah.
There are many reasons why I wash. There's one reason because milk stomach. One is because of the sitra achra.
But would not be a rule for us,
right? Exactly, and that's what the zman says. There's no milk stomach. Zman says if we don't, the zman says we're very mekel. Others say it's because you have to give a matan when you bench brachas havas and so the hilik zach. The satan is mekatre when you say brachas havas is different in order. To give the satan his bone to the satan, so you do my machrenim. And the third reason why we wash our machrenim is why? There's another reason why we wash our machrenim.
We just said
we said it's also benching because it's not that you, it's because your hands are dirty. Since when you eat, your hands are dirty, there's zuama that's filth on your hands, so it's not that it's the bench when you have dirty hands. Three reasons. L'may nafmina, b'zman is that we don't have an chsedimis, so therefore that's taki be mutter. Noshim, women, they generally don't do my machrenim because they hold it's because their hands are dirty. Women are very clean. They use forks and knives. They're very, very meticulous. So male women don't have dirty hands, therefore they do not need to wash my machrenim. At the time, because of the sitra achron, not everyone is a mekubal. Okay, so vayta. Those three. Rabbi, another halach. Rabbi, Mirsha, I mean, I would think I'd lo shakal mi pasayra. The reason why you do not take mi pasayra, you do not take anything from the pasayra. What's the pasayra? Kin the kid in shekasa de lemishte, do not the line shakel midi mi pasayra. What does it mean mi pasayra? You do not take from the pasayra
table.
Kin the kid in shekasa de lemishte. The person takes his hands, a cup to wash to drink the drink. Shema yerat tevatikol besuda. So what does that mean? So what is it? What's this over here? What is it over here in the art scroll?
Because he also wants the thing that's being taken off. He would also like to have from it. So he's going to get angry while he's drinking it. He's choked. Don't take it off. I want to have some of it.
That's what it means over here? You do not take mash mapidim shalalitil davar mashuchan kasha ichis adam achar v'yasim kais diyada ilishtais. Because that person, shema yerda kol v'besudu, because that person might find fasting, huh? Fasting Allah, fine. I thought that's the reason why you did not go take anything from the table. What's on this evening? I'm eating. Hashem Aleichem. How are you, Rishol Zev?
Good evening.
Okay. So that's just a confirmation one. It's not because of Siralu. What does that mean? Hi, Lashok, me to be here. Me, plus Sarah from the table. Keep Nikit Mishkov.
So, which down?
Kuf Hey.
What's good for you?
Kuf Hey. Kuf Hey on the days. Why does your tzirada? Some type of disease, right? What is the Kabbalistic thing?
Amadeus.
Kuf hey Amadeus. What's the time? Yes. Tzirada. A type of not good for the heart. Shemais is that all ligway melimisha eches is a kais biyada lecholi shel ruach shtus v'timon lev will become a sugar. Ugh. How does it happen? Why is it a Kabbalistic concept? Is this Kabbalah over here?
What we're talking about? If you eat what?
A person is eating on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have no idea what this is, but the person is eating. Everyone's saying, someone is drinking a cup of wine. You want to take food from the middle of the table. You want to go take a piece of from the center of the table. Make sure before you take food from the center of the table, no one has a cup of wine to their throat. Is drinking. If someone is drinking, in the middle of a suit,
he's only drinking that evening.
Ruach tzor, whatever it is. You're in the middle of drinking. So you're in the middle of eating. Everyone's eating down on the table. And now you want to take some food from the center of the table, from the serving tray. Before you put your hand forth to take food from the serving tray, look around and make sure no one is drinking. Because if someone is drinking when you take food from the serving tray, it can lead it can be a problem. What is the problem? Originally, I thought the problem was because if I'll take food from the center tray, there's a person there that's sitting around the table that's very upset because he wanted to take that piece of meat from the serving tray. And now when he sees someone chapped it, he gets very upset, and being that he's drinking a cup of wine, he can choke.
The one who's upset.
The one who's upset. Therefore, make sure when you take food from the center serving tray, make sure that no one is drinking wine or drinking from a cup because you don't want him to choke. When he gets up to the chapped food, he says, no, that's not the Shas. It's because Ruach Tzirada. It's a Kabbalistic concept.
Okay? Well, where are you now? In the middle of the...
On the third wide line. Next, v'leam bar ne'ela b'shtakel v'lemahad, only when you take it in return. Avon v'shnushka v'hadulei, v'ahuder les lomba. But if you go and you take and you put something back, you put back some leftovers, you don't take everything for yourself. You take the center serving tray and you leave some food over, then none of this applies. Okay, this is a little bit, I don't know, there's more Kabbalah here, I don't fully comprehend what it means over here, but we'll leave it with that. V'leam ne'ela chutz v'amas, there's another condition. When you take the food outside of chutz li'arba amos from the dining room table, you take the food from the center of the table into the kitchen, avol toich arba amos les lamba, you do not need to look around the table and to see if someone is drinking liquid when you take up food from the center of the table if you're not going to walk away more than 4 amos away from the table with the food. Because then nothing's going to happen.
Why would he walk away if he's eating there?
Because in ancient times, everyone sat by their own table, like by Pesach, and their own little shulchan. So therefore, if you're situated in a place where everyone...
I thought they ate on recliners, okay.
Right, everyone had their own little recliner. Beds. Their own beds. So therefore, if you're going to walk away, then they're going to go to the center of the buffet. It was the buffet-style meal. There's food in the center of the room. Everyone sits on their own couch. If you're going to go to the buffet and take away the last serving of food and take it to your own bed, which is more than 4 amos away, that can cause someone to have a bad reaction. Only do not take away people from the meal, but if it's not the he disagrees. He was makbid not to take anything from the table, even on a isasa. What is an isasa?
Mortar and pestle.
A mortar and a pestle. Things which are not actually things that you actually eat, but things, tools that you use to prepare, to crush the herbs, to crush the spices. A fila isasa, the mortar, ubuchna, and the pestle. The pestle is the thing which you hit with the hammer, and a sisa is the item, the utensil where you beat it into. The tavle of spices, because it's also called midi, because since you assume the people are going to get upset, it's going to cause them to become a sugar. They're going to get depressed. I guess, l'ruach tzurada means depression. Okay? So the bottom line is, and everything will be more clear to me, what's going on here, let's review. Neil, you have to have sensitivity to your fellow man, because what was the sense? So we threw on the hava amina, the sensitivity is that don't let him choke. When he sees someone is taking away the last portion of food from the buffet, the other ones get very upset. He's not going to be paying attention. When he's drinking, he's going to choke. The Gemara says, it's not the time. He's not going to choke. It's because it can trigger depression. A person who is already depressed, he just needs a little bit to go be pushed off the cliff. A person is very delicate in the mind. If you go and you say the wrong thing to him, push him off the cliff. So a guy is sitting by a meal, he's in a very bad mood, and the straw that's going to break the camel's back is if you take the last portion of tongue, shish kebab, off the table, the last pina colada that's on the table, if you take it away, he's already depressed. Oh, another thing happened to me now. You took away the last pina colada, the last kishka. Oh, and that's going to set him off. And World War III will break out.
Through that, he's going to choke on his
wine. No, that's the first opinion. He's going to reject that.
So he's going to be depressed. What's going to happen?
He'll be depressed. You don't want a depressed person.
Okay, what's going to happen?
He'll be depressed. He can commit suicide. He'll go navera.
But he'll get over it. It's
get over it? Who says?
He
needs medication. Passing. Not necessarily. This thing called Ruach Tzirada, Prozac is old medicine. They don't give it anymore. Prozac is liver bottle. Much better stuff they give now. Prozac is ready from the album.
Get to go right off the
old fashioned. Fine. The Shrikh of Defa Tzradri, Ruach Tzradri is a serious depression.
Depression.
It's a clinical depression. And it can take a very, very long time to heal. So you don't want to go and trigger a person who's in a bad mood to enter into this state. Next, come on. Rabbi, in the beginning. Have amina, hi, the chonshein nishvaroha mishum mani minakirusa. This that we originally would sweep the crumbs of food from the bayis is because cleanliness. There's a halacha that you have to sweep the bayis. You don't want to have crumbs lying around the house. Why? You don't want to invite mice. Rodents.
I thought the reason is with kashmanias. If you walk on bread,
words of the Gemara. Originally, I thought the reason why
it also brings the carry. By the way, if you look in Kavayash or whatever, okay.
The Gemara says the Gemara originally. I thought the reason why we're machmir to clean crumbs after you finish the meal, you sweep the floor. There shouldn't be crumbs on the floor. Was because cleanliness. You did not want to invite the rodents. That was a mistake. That's not because of cleanliness. Amali Mar told me the real reason why you should sweep the floor when you finish eating your meal is because Shmishum de Koshe La Aniyusa. It's a Kabbalistic principle and brings upon poverty. Rashi,
Ein
Ani Ella Bidas. Rashi says something Kabbalistic. Sar Havamuna Al Honi.
Where's this Rashi?
Rashi on the left side. Rashi, like a third down. Rashi says the Kabbalistic interpretation of this Gemara. That is a Saren Shamayim, Hamemune Alho Anius, Hayroidef Lilochtoi Ulahavioi Lide Anius. This is a Sar in Shamayim that's Mimune on a poverty which pursues people and does not satisfy until the person is reduced to poverty.
What do you think? Wow. Rashi brings it as well.
And is invited only to people who have crumbs on their
name. Interesting, Rashi brings such a
there's a fellow and he was being pursued, hot pursued by the Tsar of Anius. But the Tsar Shanis was unable to touch him. The person was always successful. Ishmatsliach, he was a multi billionaire. Never Daigus. Why he was successful? The car Zihir and Nishvara Tuva. He was exceedingly meticulous not to have crumbs lying around his Dalid Amos. Vaitov, one day Krach lifted the mice. One day he wrapped his bread. Ayavle is on Asavim Shebe Afar.
Yeah.
In the meadow. He hadn't had what to do, so he took the bread. Oh, now I got him. Now they're going to be crumbs. Therefore, now I'm going to be able to get over.
You mean he ate on grass?
He ate on grass, right. He didn't have what to eat.
What does Shiba Ephraim mean? Ash?
No. I think it means the meadow. The meadow. Isn't it the meadow?
Like,
where do you see
Ephraim? Outdoors. Rashi. I don't think it means Shiba Afar. I think it means the meadow, if I'm not mistaken. Al-Savim. Swamp. Swampy land.
Mm.
Okay, so Amma, he said, Hash, the Vade, Nafel, Bidai. So the Tsar said, now I got him.
Why?
He's mine. Because there's going to be crumbs. There's nowhere to clean on the meadow when there's grass. You're in a swamp and you're going to eat. You're not going to be able to sweep it up.
Oh.
If you eat, you're going to make crumbs. The crumbs are going to go on the floor and you're not going to be able to sweep it up. So therefore, there's going to be crumbs when there's a picnic. He went to a picnic and in the picnic, there's going to be crumbs. No one cleans up the crumbs after they finish the picnic. They just take the towel and they go and they throw it into the wind. I got him. Boss Adi Achal Aisle Marid Adi. He took a shovel. Akrenu Liyavle Shadinda Lenahara. After he finished eating, he took a shovel. Can you go to Central Park? Try this in Central Park.
So that means he didn't get him yet.
So after he ate, he had his picnic. And then when he finished, he took a shovel out of his car and he dug a hole in the place where he ate his meal. And he took all the earth from the hole and he threw it into the swamp, into the river. So therefore, he may have gone to jail for this, for damaging public property, but the Tsar Shlaimius...
Well, why does it help to throw it into the water?
Because that's according to the garbage.
That's what we're worried about, is somebody stepping on it?
Yeah. Kabbalistic reasons. These are any Kabbalah.
To Zion Eichlin, even though it's just
crumbs. There was a basco that came out from the mouth of the Tsar Shel Anius. Vai, the Afkeh who gave me, they say, woe to me. And this fellow was able to push me out of his house. I was chalishing to get a hold of this fellow and to make him poor. That's my mission, my tafkid. And this fellow, even in extreme circumstances, he was having a picnic, went and did extreme measures of to dig up the whole location to prevent to throw the crumbs into the river to prevent me from being able to overtake him. The reason why we do not drink this delicacy called ufla, which is
foam on top of beverage.
The foam on top of the frost. You're not supposed to pour wine in this. You're not supposed to sip it.
No.
Beer, because misus is disgusting. The girsa on the side is lebarsam. Change from the kosher base. And that is rearin. It's some type of mucus that comes from
that causes it.
It's a physical ailment. It's some type of a cough, some type of nasal drip. It causes a nasal drip, and that's the reason why we do not drink foam. There's some chemical characteristic property in the foam that brings on an imbalance in man's chemical makeup that causes there to be a nasal drip. And that's why we do not. It's not because it's disgusting. It's not disgusting.
But today doesn't apply. I mean, today people do.
Chazal, some are very macro. Chazal Nishi used to say that the Gemara said, don't drink water that's uncovered, because the Gemara says there are snakes. There are no snakes today. The Chazal Nishi was famous saying that Chazal only gave one reason. Only one reason. There are many more reasons. And therefore, a person should be Nizrin. Everything says in the Gemara, you should be Nizrin. Vaita. The Gemara over here says, caution lekar sam. The Gemara is reviewing what we just said. We just said do not drink it. Now the Gemara says, by the way, there's more to it. It's not just a matter of drinking. There are other things that you can do with this foam. So let's review. To drink it, we just concluded it's kosher l'charsam. Charsam means what? It means nasal drip. Min poch ba'bei kosher l'resha. To blow. Don't blow the foam. You blow the foam, it's going to cause.
Blow it away. So if you want to drink
it, didn't
you just say he drinks, he sips from the foam?
If you sip it into your mouth, there are two things the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says there are two things. If you drink it, that causes a nasal drip. If you blow the foam, you blow that's kosher l'resha, headache, Advil, Tylenol, Motrin. Put them in business. If you want to give them business, then you'll blow the foam. Midchaya. Let's say you go and you push it with your fingers. They take some type of your spoon and you push the foam off the cliff, off the rim of the spoon of the cup. Kasha lianiusa. That brings poverty. Maita kante. What should you do if you want to drink? Morris says lishake shakui. Wait. Patience. Some Musar Haskell. You come to sit down and eat. You think you're all done. You had a long day. Now you can enjoy yourself. You have a whole day dealing with people. You have to be patient and say, hello, how are you? And be nice to everyone. Finally, you come home. You can let out some steam. You can scream at your wife. You come down to your table, and there she pours you a cup of beer, and the beer has foam. Guess what? You're not eating yet. You have to wait 5 minutes for all that foam to settle. Because whatever you do to that foam is no good. If you drink the foam, you get a cold. If you're going to blow the foam, if you blow the foam, that get a headache. And if you push the foam away with a spoon, you get poverty. So therefore,
spoon or anything.
Anything. Do not take anything to push it off.
Because I noticed if you put yourself a glass of Coca-Cola, you put your finger, what happens is it goes down right away.
That could be that's when it comes to Coca-Cola. This over here, Lechoir, is referring to beer. Right?
Beer?
Over here, so I don't think it's referring to Coca-Cola.
It's beer?
We're going to see soon.
Okay. Lecharsam, the word is Lecharsam, the Chamra,
this is the antidote.
Lecharsam, the Chamra.
What's the antidote?
This is the refuah. Let us say the person does not follow protocol, and then he is smitten by these things that Chazal say are going to come upon him. Then the antidote is, so it depends. What kind of foam is this? If the foam came from beer, wine, lechamra, shikra. If the foam came from wine, the antidote is to drink some beer. Drink a little beer, have a lechaim of beer, and that will solve your house. Now today, is that dangerous today to drink wine and beer together? Is that dangerous? Whiskey and wine is dangerous.
I have no idea.
There are two types of things you have to drink together. It's very dangerous. Don't ever drink whiskey. Don't drink schnapps and wine. They don't mix. Schnapps and wine are very, very dangerous. You don't mix. So therefore, shechu, you drink some beer. Beer was the answer to this makkah. What does the Rashi say on the side? Because for yad, shechra, ma'avrle, same idea, It takes it away. Next, the shichra. My, let us say, a person by mistake he drank the foam of beer. The antidote is to drink a glass of water. Maya, the Maya. Let's say a person, this foam that comes from water, or Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola. If there's foam, it's the same things, because that's flavored water. What bracha do you make on? You make a shahakol. It's flavored water.
Make a shahakol and beer also.
Beer also, so that's right. So, beer has a unique property. Beer, well, it's not a pasha.
I'll tell you why. They put in a very small amount of syrup.
In where? In?
In Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And they diluted it.
Okay, whatever it is. The Maya, carbonated water. Okay, the Maya, less takanta, water. Person, there's foam on water. And you drink the foam. There's no solution. That brings a nasal drip. And there's nothing you can do. All of the antihistamines are not going to solve all the problems. The Maya Lesle Takanta. The high and dermi inche, bosa, anya, ozla, anyusa. Who drinks water? The rich and famous, they drink wine and beer. The poor people drink water. So the rich and famous, they drink wine and beer, and they're nichshol, and they drink the foam. And they drink the foam. They have a solution. They have a solution what to do. They can drink beer or they can drink water. But the poor people, they drink water. And if they make a mistake and they drink the foam, there's no solution. The poor have more problems. The poor get poorer, and the rich get richer. Exactly. It's Fesh Gemara. This, that we do not eat the vegetables from a kisha de osar gina. Rashi.
Unbinded first.
Garlic.
We don't take out garlic or creation or leek meaguda from a bundle. Do not take out a vegetable from a bundle.
But
untie means untied. Usher means it's bound.
Don't they serve it at a wedding?
And a yarka?
In a bundle? Vegetables in a bundle?
When was the last time I went to a wedding? The last guy went to a wedding. What is a wedding?
A wedding is where they serve bundles of vegetables.
Oh,
fancy ones. Right? They serve
never seen that.
You never see that they serve you asparagus and other stuff in like a bundle.
They're tied.
So you're supposed to take it out. Last I went to a wedding. You can't
was when
pull
his
it
son
out.
Got married.
Was it?
Last I went to when his son got married. Married. That was the last time I went to wedding.
They didn't give up.
The most recent one.
They didn't give
the most recent.
That was the shoe. She went after
they didn't
that
give
to
the
so
bundle
many more
leak.
Weddings.
Who's wedding I go to? Who?
The whole time you weren't
here. Yeah. Let's go.
And they didn't give a bundle of leek.
Right. So boss says, "We have a mikisha de osagino, a gardener. He takes his vegetables. He ties up in a rope. Do not pull out one." Vegetable from that bundle. Instead, open up the bundle. Why?
Like a fresser.
Amalimar, that's not the correct reason. Mishum the kosher likashafim, witchcraft. It could bring this. This is some koyach of kishuf.
No, it's a Mars wine. No, some might think you're doing witchcraft.
This
yeah.
is the kosher likashafim. What does Raj say? The kosher likashafim.
I'm sorry.
A person who sees him do this, he's vulnerable. A person who does this is now vulnerable to be a victim, to be abused by a witch. Vaita. Rav Chista, Rav calls the Barbara, they're going in a boat. Famous story. This is more from Shabbos also. And a woman said,
on the boat?
On the boat.
Yeah.
Can I please come with you? Please, can you please grant me passage upon this boat? They said, no. Arois, do not come on the boat with us. We don't want to see. The boat couldn't dock. The sailors could not get the boat to move. They removed the anchor because she said, "Kish, get a spell."
Oh.
She cast a spell, bewitched. Okay, she wiggled her nose, and the boat did not want to move.
That's what it
says.
That she was a witch.
She was a witch.
Witchcraft.
Yep, you have to see it on the little screen.
That's
to
the
understand.
Ship.
What does matronisa mean? Matronisa means
a woman, a distinguished woman.
A
woman.
That's what you call this
actress.
Boat. It's called witchcraft.
A boat is what? A boat is
witchcraft.
A craft that has a witch. So she said something, and this matronisa, this distinguished woman, she said something, and the boat did not move.
Yeah.
So the Rabbanon, they had their solution. They also knew what to say. They said some Maimon Chazal,
They said something, right? They said something. Right. And when they said something, then the boat went on its merry way. Amro luhu. So then she said to my ever luhu. So she says she was very upset. What could I do? The rabbis have outsmarted me. Luhu duloy mekanach luhu bechaspa. What could I do? You always manage to outsmart me. When mekanach luhu bechaspa. What does that mean? Rashi says you do not my ever luhu duloy mekanach towards the bottom. Einatem mekanchem atzmechem becheres. You do not go to the Beis HaKisa to use pottery. You're not allowed to use pottery when you go to the Beis HaKisa because it's kosher lekashofim. When a person does certain things, it makes him vulnerable. Like doing what you're doing,
right.
It makes you vulnerable for my rude insults to you. Stop doing
lice.
That. Stop
and also
doing
lice.
That.
I think this week's parasha is up.
When a person does certain things,
I'm
he becomes when a person does certain types of things that are not proper, he becomes vulnerable. To be receptive, to be a victim
also
of witchcraft.
Killing lice on
right.
The
first rule is don't make an achilah. You don't go to the base like he said with kaspa. First, take the louse off your garment and then kill it. Don't kill it when it's on your garment. First, remove it. And you don't pull out one stalk of vegetable from the kisha, from a bundle. The osar gina'ah that a gardener tied up. You very carefully first open up the bond, and then you would take the vegetables. And therefore, look, that's why I can't succeed. I can't fight against the rabbis because the rabbis know all my tricks, and the rabbis are very meticulous in doing what they're supposed to do. Rabbi, Mereshav Amin, I would say, and it's a very, very important thing over here. That would be a very important Rashi. Very important Rashi over here. What do the rabbis say? What? Look at this. This Rashi is half flavor fella, but you're not going to believe that. You're not going to believe this. Are you holding on to your chair? Maybe you're throwing your seatbelts here. Well, I'll tell you now. You probably already know this already. Everyone knows already. It's famous Gemara. I'm with the Inu Milsa. Look, see the Rashi? You haven't seen the Rashi. Omri Inhu Milsa. Right, so this woman, they were about to leave the port. And the boat did not move because she cast a magic spell. The Rabbanon, they went and they counteracted her magic spell with their spell. Omre inu milsa, Rashi af hein hayu bikiin badavar ve'oisin lahatzil atzman miad hamichshol. And therefore, this is a very public Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to engage in witchcraft if it comes to save his own soul. Half of a fellow, you gotta do that. You allowed it to is a deraisa to go do these things. So since when the Rashi is telling you there's a mechadish achish lahalacha that if someone all these things that we have in the Torah, you're not allowed to engage in oyv yidoni and all these zachin, that is only when you take the initiative. But if a spell has been cast against
you, how
do you
know they were once so?
That's what Rashi says. So Rashi is saying an incredible chiddush lahalacha. You never heard this before. That when the Torah prohibits you from doing these things, it's only when you are initiating the process. But if the process has been already initiated and you are the victim, you are permitted to engage in the same exact activity and say these same chants and words and hocus pocus, eeny meeny miny mo, catch a tiger by the toe, and all of those things in order to escape from these incantations.
Did you read what it says here?
Oh, I'm good. Hey! Don't steal my
I'm
fun.
Not steal,
no. Answer number two. That's number one. Number two is we have some say shamu. They said shame. They said a shame. V'loy mocha milsa.
What does that mean?
And it's not. And it's not proven. They said a shame, which means they said the davar shebe kedusha.
It's not
proven. You can't. You don't know right. You don't know right from the Gemara. It doesn't say that. It's not proof from the Gemara to say
it's
that.
Not proof from the
look
Gemara.
On the side of the Gemara. On the side of Ois Nun. Ois Nun Rashi.
I don't think I have it.
No, that's not the point I wanted to make. They said the Milsa. Inu Amri Milsa. Okay, now.
Yeah, but here's the Aide Shem Tahara.
They said a
Milsa.
No, so now, what's the Milsa? Some say what they said was Milsa.
Right.
What is Milsa? It's Roshei Tevois, Mechashefa, Lo Sechaye. Mechashefa is the Mem, Mechashefa, Lamed Aleph is Lo, and Sof Yud is Sechaye.
So they didn't do witchcraft.
They said a pasuk in the Torah. They said a pasuk in the Torah. They said Milsa. Milsa is Roshei Tevois, not in order. mechashefa lo sechaya.
Included into the Baal Shem Tov.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
This one thing. Of you. This is Menachem Meshiv Nefesh.
What do you have? The art school? Art school?
They attributed to the Baal Shem Tov.
He says this.
He states that the rabbis negated the power of the noble woman's
spell. By saying the Pasuk.
By reciting the Pasuk, Mechashefa lo sechaya.
And that's the Rashi Tevas of Milsa.
Right.
Amru Milsa.
And he says the Talmudic manuscripts do not read Amru Inu Milsa. They say Amru Inu Mem Lamed Tov.
Mem Lamed Tov. Mem Lamed Tov is Milas. Mechashefa. Lo sechaya,
but they omit the word v'loy mechich, v'loy mechicha.
No, he's going to the Gemara. He's going to the Gemara. That's Rashi.
I'm sorry.
Rashi when he says v'loy mucha milsa is referring to the second parish in Rashi. The question is, how did they counteract?
I see.
Did they counteract the spell with a davar shebe kedusha or a davar shebe tuma? Rash's first interpretation is Davar Shebetuma. How are you allowed to say Davar Shebetuma? That was the Chiddush. If you're a victim of this, then you're allowed to counteract. And the second interpretation is the way they counteracted this problem was Davar Shebekedusha. But that's not Mukhruch. It's not Mukhruch in the Gemara. That doesn't say the Gemara anywhere. They said that you're allowed, even who's allowed to do that? Who says you're allowed to?
You're allowed to say Mechashefa
Lo Sechaya. Who says that? That's a different. Okay, there's another gift in the Gemara. They said Milas. Right. Milas is Mem La Mitzaf Mechashefa Lo Sechaya. Vaita. The next time you see a Mechashefa, you say Milas.
Are they? Is that today? I'm Kishab.
All over the place. Wherever you go, there are women. I'll drink to that.
I'll say it to your mother-in-law.
Vaita. The only one that didn't have a shviga was Adam Arishan. Vaita in the Gemara.
And he was the happiest.
He wasn't happy. It says in the Medrash that he and Chava, they mourned their whole life for Hevel. Kayin killed Hevel. Yeah, they were not veilless the whole life because their child was killed. Kayin killed Hevel. They invented this, eat lentils. They ate round things. They're the ones who invented this. They eat the round things at times of veilless. It was Adam and Chava.
By the way, I think 130 years later, he remarried Chava. That's what it says.
He was Pirish.
Pirish. And it says, what did he do in between?
Internet.
No, someone told me.
Shadim. Shadim.
I didn't see this. I heard this.
Avad, that's what it says. All of the Shadim came from that.
In the Tzaitz, that's when
they were created.
They got dispersed throughout the...
That all came from that. From that. Homan
min ha-Torah min ha-Yin.
Min ha-Eitz.
Yeah.
So what's the connection? What does Homan have to do with Min ha-Eitz? They said Homan was like the richest person in the world. Anything he wanted, he could have. But there's one thing that bothered him, right?
V'lo yichrav, v'lo yishtachaveh. V'lo yichrav, v'lo yishtachaveh.
He couldn't take it. He had everything possible.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it. Same with Adam Arishan. He had everything in the world. Except
for the eight sadas.
Mino
eight.
That's how Mino eight.
Beautiful. Yeshu Gudvart.
Yeah.
It was Kedai to come. It was Kedai to come tonight just for that. Yeshu Gudvart. So God, I'll give us an Ivish. It's sent for that.
But they don't have the iPhone 24, whatever is the new
Pixel 3. I want Pixel 3. That's what I want. Pixel 3. Chalashim for Pixel 3. Google makes their own phone. They make the operating. They make them. Pixel 3 have a Taiva Yetzara. Vaita. Vaita in the Gemara. With the new Gemara. Amar. Next Gemara. Vemabaya. No, Vemabaya. I skipped the line. Vemabaya. Here we go. Meresh. Okay, originally. Okay, Meresh, Hava, I would say, Haid Loy Achli Yarko, Dinfal Ataka. Do not eat a vegetable which falls off the table, which falls Ataka on the table.
The reason why.
Don't. Meresh, Haid Loy Achli, this we do not eat a Yarko, Dinfal Ataka. If a vegetable falls on the table, you have a placemat. And if the vegetable falls on the table, don't eat it. Why not? Because of germs. Mishumi Yisusa.
Why only vegetables? What about.
What about other things?
Fruits, bread.
He asked me a good kasha. I don't know. Maybe because they're wet. Maybe because they're more absorbent. They're more prone to mekabel the bacteria. Things that are harder are less prone to mekabel the bacteria. Dude, that's why. Because it's disgusting. It causes bad breath. Is this a kabbalistic concept? Is this something which is a physical concept? I don't know. Rashi does not tell us if this is something which is kabbalistic or something which is physical, which is scientific. Do not sit underneath the gutter. If there's a leak in the Beis Medrash, You don't send any of the leak of the base bench. Because, why? Mishum shayfchem, because you're going to get filthy, dirty water on you. The dirty water, because the roof has disgusting water. What do people do under? They put on the roof all their dirty kalim. And when it rains, then the water of the rainwater mixes with all the dirt and it comes down on your head. That's not the reason. It's because the mazikin, the demons, they hang out in this water and it's a sakana for the person. Next. What are shokoloi? Porters. Bisokhar. Porters. People, person who carries heavy loads. Movers. Ancient times, you hire a mover. You hire a person to...
You go to a hotel. You rent
a FedEx. 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 UPS. Oh, US.
They still have it in the airports. The guys will come and take your suitcases.
Porters. But that's the porter basically is a FedEx, UPS.
There's an additional fee for that.
Hane, shokolai, there was a porter carrying a barrel of wine. He wanted to put it down. Boy, they wanted to have a rest. to take a break. They put the barrel of wine underneath a gutter. That's where they put it. And what happened? Paka, the barrel of wine burst. It exploded, and all of the wine went to waste. He took out a shofar, and shamte, and he put the person, the porter, in cherim. He's a mazik. He caused a loss. He caused a loss to the owner of the barrel because he should have known better. You don't put.
It a little differently, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
The porter took the demon to court. For making him, they realized that it was the
porter
demon.
Took the demon, wow. the demon,
the demon caused it to burst.
He took a hold of the demon, because the demon came down from the shayfchem. The demons hang out in the shayfchem, and it came
the
dirty water, the water that comes out of the gutter, came down upon him, and therefore the person who the porter now is going to be responsible to pay the damages to the owner who gave him this barrel. So he went to sue the demon. And what did they do in Bezin? Abik Shlipur with Shamte. So the Bezin took out a shofar, and Shamte put the demon, the mazik, in Shamta. They cursed him. They blew the shofar.
Interesting. Something about the shofar blowing when you put somebody in.
Yes, Chazal said that. they tot to Osar, tot to Sharei. Tot is the sound of the shofar. What letter, when you blow the shofar, what letter of the Aleph Beis are you blowing? What letter? What letter is the sound? There are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. What letter? So there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara describes the sound of the shofar, when they put a person in Shamta, it is tot. The tot puts him in Shamta, and the tot releases him from Shamta. Perish Rashi, tot, the sound of the shofar. That sounds like the word, like the sound tot. And how does the Gemara spell tot? Tes, vav, tes. So that means that when you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah, that you pray to Hashem for salvation, you're praying with one letter, the letter tes. Why was there no tes in the Aseres HaDibrois? Chas v'shalom poska toiva mi'Yisrael. The whole essence of the letter tes is toiv. And that's why there was no tes in the Aseres HaDibrois. So therefore, you see on Rosh Hashanah.
I didn't get the connection. Why?
Because since the first luchos were meant to be shattered, So therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he knew the future. Magid, Meireish, Achris. Therefore, Hashem, by divine
intervention,
He made sure the letter Tes would not appear in the luchos Rishonos. Because since Hashem knew that the luchos would be shattered, and when there's a shattering of the luchos, the koich of each ois is nifgam, is damaged. Hashem did not want the ois tes to be nifgam. It's a fair Rashi.
So everything else was
yes. Rashi Chumash. This is Rashi Chumash. Back to the basics. How can you all learn that Gemara if we don't know Chumash Rashi? It's the elementary.
Stop.
Oh, you're defending him now. When was the last time he defended you?
I don't remember such a Rashi. This is a Rashi.
What?
This is a Rashi.
Rashi. Yes, I believe so. But may not like
Gemara. I don't believe such a Rashi. Yeah, okay, good.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before.
For sure. I would call about it.
So the Gemara here says, "Boyla lithuchi oisrei tusei." The Gemara says, "Our shulchan shanta also kami also kami amalei amai tavidachim." Why you do this? Amalei hechi avid. So they went. They blew the shofar. He came to Bezin. They sat and they said to him. So he says, "So what do you want from me?" He entered into my domain. It's not my fault. It's the porter's fault.
Right.
How dare the porter go in my territory? Everyone knows that the porter, the demons hang out underneath the shayfchem. Amalei hechi avid ki oisva bunai. It's like he put it in my ear, bunai. He put it in my ear. This is where I live. I live underneath the shayfchem. What right does he have to go and put his? To go put it over there. I was thrashed. Shayisi Yoshein Shem. I was thinking to woke me up. Fine. Amalei. At beduch to the shichiram, my boys. So they said back to him, "No, you have no right to be there. A place which is inhabited by the public. Atu deshanesa zil shalem." He's saying, "No, you're in a place where you don't belong. It's a public thoroughfare. You don't belong there." Amalei hashanami likbuli mar zimna v'yer. Fine. So Bezdin paskind. Such a bizarre Gemara that the demon is chayif. So they said, "Okay, so give me time. Give me a couple of days, couple of months to pay back." Kivelei zim the game time. Kivelei zim Yaakov. He didn't pay up. He asked Amalei, "Amaylo, I say sub bizmanich. Why didn't you come on time?" Amalei
Kolmilei. He agreed.
So Amalei Kolmilei Ditzay v'chasim v'chayil umini less lon reshusa lemishkal minei, and therefore I can't find any money. The reason why I'm delinquent in paying back the chayvus is because the only thing that a demon is allowed to take are his hefker. A demon is not allowed to take for anything which is either tzayir, it is wrapped up, the chasim, it's sealed, the chayil, it's measured, umini, or it's counted.
All those things have simon.
It means there's a balabas.
Exactly.
There's a balabas. If a person wraps it up, a person puts a seal, a person counts, a person, these means there's a person that is thinking about it. There's suddenly accountability.
And there's
responsibility.
If he finds it,
he's not allowed to take it.
Exactly.
He's not allowed to take it. The only thing which a demon. It's not what it's saying. It's not. There are many situations where you find things that are counted and tied up. In a Rishus Harab, if it's a standard amount, let's say you have $100. So that's a standard amount. You can't go say, "Oh, that's a simon muvok." It depends. Sometimes you have an odd number, it's a simon muvok. Sometimes you have just a couple of bills. It's just because it's stacked. That's muchrok, it's a simon. But it doesn't matter. Even though it may not necessarily be a simon for Hashavas Aveda, the fact that it's been carefully counted, it's been tied up, it's been put away, means there's a balabais. There's a person that is thinking about it, a person that is responsibly taking care of it. The only thing that a demon has the right to take hold of are things which are hefker, which people don't have any consideration for. That is what the demon has the right to take, and therefore he told the Bezdin, "Bezdin, I'm chayiv, you're right. But listen, I'm searching for money. We live in a very good society, and everyone in this society has their house in order. And everyone has all their money put away very carefully. And therefore, I'm sorry, I cannot find money to pay back this person because I only am allowed to take from money that is hefker." Okay, the story is very bizarre, but there are a lot of lessons to understand from this story. This, we throw away the water from the top of the top, Rashi, don't drink the first sip. When you have a new bottle and you open up the spout, don't drink the water in the spout. Mishum tzivsa. What's tzivsa? Because there may be some thorns, there may be some dust, dirt in the spout. Like you turn on the faucet. You turn on the faucet. There's water in the pipes. There's water in the faucet. There's water. So you should not drink the water, the first water that comes out of the pipe, out of the pipe. Because that water, what accumulated from the last time that it was used, dirt got in there. Kisamim, thorns and thistles, v'koshim sha'al p'nei, v'kashin, and straw sha'al p'nei ha'mayim. That's why I thought the minig is when you open up a new barrel and there's a spout, don't drink the first liquid from the spout because there's filth in there. Amali mayim making a big mistake. It's mishum dika mayim horoim. What's horoim? Pam shashasim shade. Demon water. It's not because of any dirt. It's because there are demons in that water. Now the Gemara is the
what about some poison? Some a glass of water.
So does it apply today, Bizman Azeh, when the container was closed? L'char not. L'char not. L'char is referring to us, talking Bidavka, when it says, whenever you talk about these halachas, you don't have more machmir than when it says Beferish in the Gemara.
No, because I've seen people get themselves a glass of soda, whatever, and they
pour for the first amount. Maybe it comes from this.
A drop.
L'char comes from this. L'char it's this. Beferish Gemara. Hide the shadu, and they throw away Maya, the liquid, mipuma de chatzah, from the tip, the pum, the mouth of the chatzah, the barrel, the jug, the container. They're not taking the first amount of water. What are you saying?
That's okay.
You're right. Maybe not. I don't know. Mishum tzivsa, because there's some type of dirt that collects on the very, very top where you put your mouth to. Amalimad, you make a big mistake. It's not because of Kabbalistic reasons. That's mishum diga mayim haroim rashi eshedim took a drink of it. Vaita, who bar shida, was a shade. He was a bar shida. He was the son of a shade. He was not the tata. He was the zuna. The have a bear papa. He was a frequent guest of our papa. Also, lasui mayim in a hurry took water from the river. Iakiv, he held Iakiv, and what do you mean Iakiv? He was delayed. Mm-hmm. He was delayed.
One second. He served our papa.
No. He lived. He lived. Yeah. Listen, he served. Ahu bar shida havi bei a papa. Since he's a mishamish, oh, Rasha mishamsha.
He had a demon. Okay,
he was a servant. He was a servant by a papa. He was a worker. Ozel Isaac by Manara. He went to bring our papa some water. He went to the river to bring some water. And Yaakov, he came back late. It only takes 5 minutes to go, and it's already 10-20 minutes. He didn't come back. When he came back in 20 minutes, he says, yeah. "Why are you late? What has happened? Why are you? What's the delay?" So Yaakov, he was late. He also amale mayakso I was waiting until the demon water passed. He was a demon, so he knew. It takes one to know one. But yeah, here these people, they say Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he knows Kulta Rakula. How do you know? Guys, I read the safe, it was new safe Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's amazing. Himamish knows Kulta Rakula. How do you know? You know Kulta Rakula? To say that he knows Kulta Rakula means that you know Tarakula Kula. It takes one to know one. So therefore, the demon, he knows the water, he knows the Mayim Aroyim. So ad chov mayim, as yochad the meantime chazanu the koshodu mayim mipuma de chatzba. In the meantime, he saw that he was throwing away water.
Who saw?
The shade, the demon saw. The demon saw Rashi. He saw another Rashi over here. The koshodu mayim mipuma de chatzba. In his home, that there was someone taking water and throwing out people. He says, "I have a yodana diregilisu lenevetachi lo yakve."
I know.
One second, what did he say?
Had I known that
who said this?
The shade was 20 minutes late. Mm. And why am I 20 minutes? Because they only want to collect from you water that is clean from the Mayim Haroyim. I come home, I give you the water, and you people over here, you're not shading, so you don't see the Mayim Haroyim. Only I have X-ray vision to see the Mayim Haroyim, but you don't have X-ray vision.
Mate.
So to you, it's like regular water. Okay. So what do you do before you take a sip of water? Before you take a water from a container, you pour out the first amount of water. Yeah. That's the water that which you're pouring out is why I delay 20 minutes in filtering the water out in the field. So I see my effort is a waste, because even though I go out into the field and I go and I waited 20 minutes and I filtered all the Mayim Haroyim, I filtered all the bad water, when I come here to your house, you, being that you do not have X-ray vision like me, you anyway take the top of the cup and you pour it out. In this instance, it was a waste, because the shade has already purified the water.
Yeah.
So what they were doing now was a waste of time. But you don't know that, because you don't know that I'm a shade, you don't know what I'm doing. So therefore, now that I see that anyway you're going to spill off the top part of the water, I see it's not kedai. It's not worthy of me wasting my time out there in the river to purify the water, when you're anyway going to purify when we come home again. Ki asai, Rav Dimi Amar, he said, Mayim HaRishonim HaYachlu B'sar Chazir. Because of Mayim HaRishonim, it's a famous Gemara, because of Mayim HaRishonim, it happened once. Because of Mayim HaRishonim, they fed a person, well, because he did not wash. I said that because Mayim HaRishonim, because the person did not wash Mayim HaRishonim, it turned out they fed a person Chazer, Acharoinim, because the person did not.
Do Mayim HaRishonim,
a woman got divorced for no good reason. The Gemara tells us the story. What was the story? He also, Rav Amar, Rishonim. There's another version. We'll get the story in all these in one moment. We'll read the Rashi in a moment. He also, Rav Amar said, Rishonim hechilu b'sarno. Because of a ma'isa shahaya, a person did not wash netilas yodayim. He was not the ma'isa. He's a different ma'isa. Not that, that my, your ma'aser was he ate chazir. They ate in besar nevela. What's worse? Is nevela worse or chazir worse? Not so pashut. Nevela. Nevela is ma. Nevela. What?
Maybe
two lav. Okay, so therefore, so you think
either chazir to lav.
Chazir. Oh, very good. Chazir. What's the lav of chazir? What's the lav? It's not kosher. It's not kosher. What else is there?
What is it? Yeah.
It's also nevela. Ein isra chalissa. Totally an ein isra chalissa. Ein isra chalissa. Nevela is already awesome because it's not kosher. Now when it dies, are you going to add a second prohibition of its eichin nevela? That's the sugya of ein isra chalissa.
Yeah, yeah.
So chazir may be worse than eating regular nevela. Vita. So he's showing him achil masach and nevela. Achroin him because the person did not masach and nevela. The hargwes and nevela person was murdered. And we want now what Amar Rav Nachman. Let's switch to we'll come to the story in one moment. Amar Nachman the simonich as also Rav Dimi Afka the simon to remember who said what because Rav Dimi was the first version and Ravin was the second version. So the simon is also Rav Dimi Apka. Apka means arois. She was removed. Also Ravin. Katla. When Ravin came deaf, a person was killed. Rabbi Abba Masni Chada, Mehane, Vachadi, Mehane, Luchomra. He learns both, he takes one from each version of the story, Luchomra. One was he learns Luchomra, it was Chazir. Because look, in the first version, there's a Kula and a Chomra. In the first version, Luchar eating Chazir is worse. That's worse, correct?
Why?
Chazir, because let's assume that, like Rabbi shows, there are two low sases. Also, there's more timtum halev. That's a Kabbalistic reason. But there are two loisaseis. Chazir is chazir. When the animal dies, it's nevela, two loisaseis. Nevela is kosher. Only one loisase is nevela. So therefore, between the two stories, which one is more mako? Which one is a lesser story? The second story is a lighter story. But when it comes to the second part, chayitzios isha mibayla, then the second story was that the person got killed. It's much worse. So therefore, in the first version, the beginning is kal, and the second portion, the beginning is chomor, and the second portion is kal. And the second version is just the opposite.
Right.
So long comes Rabbi Abba. He says, mas nichad v'nihoni v'chad v'chani l'chomor. He says the correct version was the nightmare. It was because the person did not wash mayim yishayim, he fed him chazir. And because he did not wash mayim acharonim, a person was killed. And what is the story? Look at Rashi. Rashi here tells us the whole story.
And how come the Gemara doesn't tell the story?
I don't know. You're guessing a good kasha. Well, the Gemara sometimes elaborates to no end. And since the Gemara is mamish makatsa, even if when else the Gemara sometimes is marach. I really know it's a very good kasha. Why the Gemara? Yes, not. It's very. I don't know. Rashi, what's the story? Let's read the story inside. He was a storekeeper. I guess it's like a restaurant.
Right.
And the restaurant in the front of the store, they had those beautiful neon signs. They had beautiful neon signs that blink. Kosher. Basar kosher. Sometimes it's on, it blinks. Sometimes it's off. When it's on, it means sometimes it's kosher. And sometimes it's not kosher. You know who made that joke? I think the Satmar Rav said that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Satmar Rav, who's the younger lady who said that? It blinks in America. The Rav. He said, that's why it blinks. Sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. So Yechilu Basar, so there was such a restaurant, and it was blinking, and the guy comes, and he shuts the guy up. If the guy washes Netilas Yadayim, you give him kosher. If he doesn't wash Netilas Yadayim, you give him Chazer. So they're very similar. So the guy didn't wash the sun, that's why he got in trouble. So Yechenev ni Yisrael moicha besar shchuta li Yisrael mevash lo machilam. Shakoi bo lo achanutza machil genveles. Uba Yehudi. Echa lecha v'loi not li yodav. Chosav zeh shagoi hu v'yechilu besar chazir. Look what happened over here. Unbelievable.
Maybe he wasn't
unbelievable.
Eating bread.
What? Maybe he already washed in his house. But Ram Sayin. Netilas Yedayim is the ikar. If I'm not mistaken, it's the minik of Dayanim when they ask a ger toshav, when a person wants to become a ger, they ask, when they give him a faher, at the very end, they ask him, do you wash for bread? Do you wash in Tilas Yodayim? That's what they ask. I know someone who's a Geret Tzaddik, and he told me he went to three Botei Dinim. The first one made him so meshuggah, he quit. Then he went to a second bed, also they made him not as meshuggah. Then he went to the RCA. And and they made it very easy for him to become a ger. And he, though he was a 2-year program, and he's a stark guy like you can't imagine. And then he went for his faher, the last faher before they said the dayanim, and they asked him. He was expecting them to ask him on shas and poiskim, you know. And what did the rav ask him? Tell me, do you wash netilas yodayim before you eat bread? That was the question they asked him before they made him a
ger. Obviously, he's going to say yes.
What?
Obviously, he'll say yes, but he didn't say no.
I guess they want to see how he answers the question. You get a sense of how the person's inflection, the way he answered the question. And he told me he was shocked at all the things that he thought, like the test on Shas and Poiskim. And they asked him, do you wash the Yodayim? It's fundamental.
I know somebody before one of the things, when he wants to check out a son-in-law, before he takes him aside, he asked me, are you Mavis Seder every week? He wants to see how he's going to answer.
He thinks he has control over that. Today, no one has control of the son-in-law is going to be. It's mamish. One in a million, a person can make a decision. I'm going to decide who my daughter's going to marry.
By the way, look how Rashi switches from the Velu to Chazer.
What?
How Rashi switches. Then he ends off. He thought it was a goy. What's going on? It was in the Velu or Chazer? He's combining the two versions.
Valdu Tashi, mamish. Unbelievable. Good. There's a good Gasha, I don't know.
Right.
Gvald Gakasha, Rashi, the Gvarius make such a hakpada on both of these yam, and the Rashi switches in the middle. You're right, I don't know.
Yeah.
Next, Haitisha should be Bal Vargas and Nefesh Perigabash with the Yum
Oivoda
the Kidar. Ikalamanda Katla Vikalamanda Molekala. Kidar was an Indian person. Kidar. His name was Kidar. There was a story. I don't know, you have the arsenal with the story, I don't know what the story is. There's a Maisa what?
Rav Meir of Yehuda of Yossi stayed in a certain inn over Shabbos. Rav Yehuda of Yossi entrusted their money to the innkeeper, whose name was Kidor. After Shabbos, Kidor denied having entrusted their money. Noticing that there were lentils on Kidor's mustache, the rabbis went to his wife and said to her, "Your husband says we should return our purses."
And the simon is,
the simon is
because he ate lentils for lunch. If he would have washed mayim achroinim, there would not be any lentils on his mustache.
The mayor didn't like the name Kidor, said, because Kidor's Kidor Tafucha.
Dar Tafucha. So what Kidor, do you see? So this, by the way, is a chloraya that mayim achroinim is because of the zuama. It's not because of Kabbalistic inyanim. Because if he would have washed Mayim Achroinim, then he would have washed away the Zuma, the Mayim Achroinim. It's another topic. We said before, we have three different reasons. Fine. This the sim next Gemara. Itmar. Chamehu or Chizkamar Einer Lemachem Leidayim. Are you allowed to go use hot water from the Tilas Yidayim? Water, solar heated water.
Right.
Are you allowed to use solar water? Rabbi Yosef Levi says, no, you're not allowed to. Why you're not allowed to? Because we'll see one more later. One now, last time. The other one says, "Don't remind me a dime." Arav Yochanan, Veshvalti, Hashem Gamliel, Ben Asher, Miyam Shlomo, Rebbe, Yoichel, Yoichel Toharos. He's a person that's Yoichel Toharos. He's a person that's very nizra and nizin yanim. The Amali called Gedoli Galil Oisin Kain. No big deal. Chame Ha'or is permitted. There's no reason why you now going to use Chame Ha'or for the first time. Chame Tveria. You can't use it for netila, but you can use it for tvilas yodayim. You can dip your hands into them as because it's still called a mikvah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar called gufay tel b'chem. You can mitov the entire gufay chamit tveria. Avoloi aloi ponav yodavach. Fresh from hash called gufay tel b'chem. Ponav yodavach loloi koshrein. On our papa bim mekayman the kul gam loy pligi the shari. Mishkal minad bimonet kul gam loy pligi the asir ki pligi the paskinu bebas beritol where. It's still in there, it's mokoim, but there is a hefsek. In other words, Rashi explains where, look at the Rashi, there's a canal that takes from its original source to another location. It was still nikra, it's in part of the ground, but it was moved to a new location. That's not like this.
Bye. תאמיר ביובל 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 תאמיר
Thank you.